Well, we're going to move on to A Few Bad Men. We've discussed this book previously, and I wanted to dig a little bit deeper. Major Fred Galvin is here from the United States Marine Corps, retired author of A Few Bad Men, the true story of U.S. Marines ambushed in Afghanistan and then betrayed in America. Major, good to have you back.
Great to be back, Steve. Thank you.
Well, tell me now, and tell the folks, give the backstory of this book and how you came to write it.
Yes, this is a nonfiction book that involved the Marine Special Operations Task Force that I was the commanding officer of from 2006 through 2007. And we were deployed to Afghanistan, and we were involved in an ambush, a very complex ambush in eastern Afghanistan, right on the Afghan and Pakistan border. This was the first village inside of the Afghanistan side. And as we entered that village with the purpose of conducting a tribal leader engagement that morning, we were blown up by a van filled with explosives and shrapnel detonated at the front of our patrol.
Right.
And we were shot at on both sides of the road. We also received sniper fire from the hilltop. They dragged the vehicle across the road, blocking us in this kill zone. A mass mob swarmed at us. And so we did what we're trained to do. We conducted a counterattack. We killed the insurgents who were shooting at us on both sides of the road. And then this mob that I mentioned was, they were unarmed. So we shot high above their heads. They immediately departed the area. We drove around the vehicle that was dragged across the road, returned to base, and that's when we were exposed to the information warfare arm of the Taliban, where they had already launched this false narrative via BBC, and that quickly spread to many other news sources. Yeah,
what was the false narrative? Let's dig deeper into that part real quick, because we've only got about five more minutes. I want to make sure we get to the points that would need to be covered here. So what's the false narrative?
So immediately, 20 minutes after this ambush, it was out there that we killed Afghan civilians, to include women and children. And that was reinforced. Many other sources, mass rioting, and the president of Afghanistan publicly condemned us, which led to us being kicked out of Afghanistan and later tried during a war crimes trial back in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Gotcha. All right, so where are we today? Bring me an update. Where are we today?
So, Steve, this was the largest war crimes trial in the Marine Corps history, as far as length in the courtroom, and also the largest number of alleged Afghan civilians killed by machine guns. So at the end of the trial, they didn't use any legal terms, such as innocent or not guilty. They just said we acted appropriately, and that led the press to just continuously slander us and destroy us all the way in. I mean, I served seven more years after that. The day I retired, you know, they hit me specifically in the press. They did it 6 months later that same year, and it continued to repeat until I stood up. And eventually I wrote this book, exposing, and I fought for 11 years to get all these testimonies.
Why do you think that? What got you, if for lack of a better term, in the crosshairs of this bogus attack from the government? Not from the attack you actually dealt with, but from the government.
Yes. So this is something that the Marine Corps did not want. They did not want to have an elite with an elite. They tried that in World War II. This happened again. Via Donald Rumsfeld, the president, or the, is the president's secretary of defense, Bush Jr. And they tried this in World War II. They disbanded it. They never wanted it again. When Rumsfeld said, hey, you're going to have a tactical component, it was unwanted and it was attempted to be destroyed. And unfortunately, myself and the other officer who were on the patrol, two commissioned officers, we were the subjects, the named parties in this war crimes trial. So Unfortunately, what happened in there, I'll tease the book, it was classified, and it never should have been, so it took me 11 years to get it declassified.
So you can tell your story, because, I mean, the penalty for releasing classified information, obviously, is serious as well. Major Fred Galvin here, USMC retired. The book's A Few Bad Men, The True Story of U.S. Marines Ambushed in Afghanistan and Betrayed in America. 11 years to get it done. Do you feel vindicated? Do you feel that you're vindicated, or are you still owed an apology? How about that?
We don't expect an apology, and we do feel vindicated. However, the American taxpayer, the citizens of America, need to realize right now, when they listen to the news and they see that we're not hitting our recruiting goals, as well as there's this mass exodus of, you know, seasoned veteran combat veterans from our ranks, we are not anywhere near our military readiness. That's something that is the largest spending for non-discretionary items on the federal budget. So we're paying top dollar for something that we're not receiving. Everybody's been pretty well aware that what happened in Afghanistan last August when we withdrew. Our military leaders are chasing people out of the military. People don't want to join.
Well, no, I see it all the time. We see those stories all the time. Yeah, you know, they're getting chased out all the time. It's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, and it's making us unprepared in case we have a real situation we have to deal with. Or are we even prepared?
I'd say one of these flashpoints is soon to ignite, especially in the Straits of Taiwan. There's this quasi-treaty. It has expired, but I guarantee you all these big defense firms, if something happens with the Chinese pushing onto Taiwan, guarantee we're going to get, you know, a reason to go in and defend Taiwan, as this treaty that we were formally required to defend Taiwan. We're going to be drawn into a war whether we like it or not.
Well, the question is, it looks like we're pushing for a war with Russia every day. That's what it looks like, Major. I mean, it looks like we're, you know, poking them in the eye every day. I don't know if they've gotten anything to fight us with based on their performance in Ukraine, but good Lord. Anyhow, Major, got to leave it there. But I think you're right. Provocation into some sort of a hot war. And by the way, that's the last thing I think we need. I don't think America wants it either. Major Fred Galvin, you can find the book, A Few Bad Men, The True Story of U.S. Marines Ambushed in Afghanistan and Betrayed in America. Sir, as always, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. And if you ever miss a conversation and you want to hear it again, you can find it at stevegruber.com. Look under the podcast. We'll have it there for you. I'll take a quick break and be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
In the 10 with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Other than one game, it hasn't been a big explosion of runs, but there are some signs the last 10 games the Tigers' offense might be turning around. In those 10 games, the Tigers have averaged almost 13 base runners a game, four more than the previous 20 games. Javi Baez has hit 357 with four home runs and nine extra base hits. Eric Haas is at 286 in June with an 885 OPS. This all started with the promotion of Riley Green. Green hasn't hit with power yet, but man, has he put together some good at-bats and impressed his teammates. He had three hits against two tough lefties in San Francisco. He's walked eight times in 10 games. That may not sound like much, but his plate discipline is having a ripple effect on the rest of the lineup that's noticeable and much needed.